Hi, my name's Vaishnavi. My life has been absolutely underpinned by the Divine Feminine since I encountered the Bhakti path 12 years ago. In 2004, I didn't sing at all. I didn't believe I could, and I experienced terror at the thought of opening my mouth. My throat would constrict, no sound would come out, my face would go, admittedly, a rather fabulous shade of red. Today, I perform for thousands of people with complete relaxation. And if this kind of transformation is possible for me, it is possible for you. I attribute this evolution entirely to the grace of the Divine Mother, the heart opening of the devotional Bhakti path, and the subtle power of mantra. Also the work I've done with Chloe Goodchild and The Naked Voice in the UK. You can visit me online at www.atom.com. That's atom.com. You can also connect with me at www.earthmantra.net. So you could call mantra voice as medicine, and I share voice as medicine in two ways. One of these is through offering my voice in sound healing, but far more importantly is your voice. Voice is how you express yourself in the world, so that may be through singing or speaking. It may be through other means such as writing, art, ideas, healing, or simply actions, the ways in which you walk your talk. It's how you share your creativity. Confident self-expression is your birthright, but it does not always feel comfortable or safe or empowered. So working with voice in a literal sense, working with your singing voice, can and does have dramatic knock-on effects to your confidence and your sense of self across the board. Today, we're going to take a journey into sounding one of the most powerful Shakti mantras I know. It's one of my favourites, and if you've experienced Kundalini Yoga, you will almost certainly have heard the Adi Shakti Mantra. The absolutely wonderful gift of sounding together in this way is that you can do this in the privacy of a really safe place. If you have headphones, do get them now so that you can relax into sounding fully and still hear my instructions clearly. If you've sometimes been surprised by quite how much terror the idea of singing, sounding, or speaking in front of others can bring up, you are not alone. I would say that the majority of modern humans carry trauma around self-expression without even realizing it. My belief is that it comes from years of being given messages from parents, teachers, and society at large. Don't say it like that. You can't say that in front of so-and-so. Stop making that awful noise. I can't stand this racket. I think you've probably all heard many, many similar messages. We're intelligent creatures and we're hardwired to survive socially by avoiding rejection from our tribe. So it's absolutely on track for us to fear doing things that have brought on ridicule or anything else that threatened our sense of belonging. So your fear is perfect. And to transcend that, the number one key is safety. Take a moment, check in. What does that mean for you? Because everyone is different. For you, safety and sounding may be that no one can hear you. It may be that the room you are in is locked. It may be that no one can see you. It may be many others. It may be nothing. You might feel completely comfortable. But I really encourage you, whatever your inner voice is asking for, don't question it. Just see what you can do in this moment to set yourself up. I'm normally a really big advocate of singing in the car because that's such a safe, soundproof bubble. But please don't listen to this track while driving or taking care of anything else which needs your full attention, as I will be guiding you into deeply relaxed states. If you can park somewhere in private, that could be ideal. If you're at home, maybe you could ask a partner to run an errand. Let the children watch something at full volume for once. It could be a win-win. Ask a housemate to wear ear defenders. Just be creative. See what you can do to give yourself full permission to sound freely. Of course, you're free to simply listen, but the power of this work is in the engaging, the connecting, and the deep embodying of your own sound. So I sincerely encourage you from the bottom of my heart to seize this precious opportunity and consider the options available to you to set yourself up to make the most of this precious moment. It may be that the best you can do is to revisit this recording at a later time when you can arrange your setup better, but please commit to honouring yourself. I would suggest standing for this. If you can't stand, sit in a comfortable upright posture, ideally with your feet flat on the ground. So we're going to close your eyes and take in a deep breath into your belly. Open your mouth wide and let out a huge sigh. In your own time, without overbreathing. Repeat this simple ah. Take your attention to the back of the mouth and the throat and notice how open that area is as you sigh. If yawns want to come through, that is absolutely perfect. Encourage those. They are a wonderful sign that the parasympathetic nervous system is activating and taking you into deep relaxation. Now we're going to allow the sigh to move towards an ooh sound, continuing in your own time. Notice how your attention automatically comes into the centre of the mouth as you easefully sigh. If you keep your eyes closed, you will find you can more deeply focus on the sound and the sensations in your body. As the ooh sound moves through you, notice how your mouth is like a tube or a hose of air. And now bring your lips gently together, and the exhale will naturally become a hum. Your focus shifts to the vibration in the lips with each relaxed. Continue to breathe in through the nose with the eyes closed in your own time and allow the exhale to hum at the front of the mouth. Enjoy the vibrations in the lips with each And now we're going to bring these three sounds, ah, ooh, into the ah. So take a deep breath in through your nose into your belly and begin the aum in your own time. This is the true om, the full three-part sound beginning at the back of the open throat, moving through the center of the mouth and completing at the closed lips. Sounding completely in your own pace, allow your aums to overlap, and together we can weave an ocean of eternal aum. Really feel the vibration of this sound in the different parts of the throat, the mouth, the face, the cranium. And now begin to drop your awareness into your belly. As you chant, feel your belly. Breathe into your belly and allow the sound to be birthed from there. Drop the focus now into the pelvis. Feel your breath drawing down into your womb. Breathe into your sacral chakra and allow the sound to be birthed from your womb. If any uncomfortable sensations, feelings, or thoughts come up, notice them and continue to sound through them. What is the quality of the sound when you chant from your sacral chakra? And now, drop the focus even further, down into the root, the perineum, the lowest point of your upper body, the point at which you connect down into the earth. How does the Aum sound when you breathe into and chant from your root? Now, we're going to drop our awareness down through the legs and into the feet. Feel the soles of your feet, your heels and toes, and sense the pressure of where they meet the earth beneath you. See if you can imagine drawing each in-breath through the nose all the way down to this point where you connect with Mother Earth. What is the quality of the sound now as you chant from the very soles of your feet? Breathing into and sounding from the point at which you meet the earth. With each Aum, see if you can allow your weight to sink more heavily and deeply into that support of Mother Earth beneath you. She can bear your weight effortlessly. You no longer need to hold yourself up. As you Aum, allow yourself to be fully supported and held by Mother Earth. I encourage you to continue with the Aum as the Adishakti mantra begins. You can chant more quietly if needed, but stay with the sounding on each out-breath until you feel ready to join in with the mantra. If you find the mantra difficult to follow, you can stay with the Aum throughout. There's no pressure. The most important thing is to stay with the state of relaxed groundedness. Don't get caught in believing you need to get the words right, or get anything right for that matter. So you can stay with the Aum throughout, simply join in on Namo Namo. Or join in fully, the subtle power of this mantra will still have full effect. Primal power of the universe. I call on you. All-encompassing power and energy. I call on you. That through which God creates. I call on you. The creative power of the Divine Mother. I call on you. Move your focus to your root chakra. This mantra is reconnecting you with your most innate primal force. Your natural born power. You contain the creative energy of the entire universe. Whether you believe it or not, you are that power. Bring your attention now to the second chakra. Adi Shakti. Connect in with the energy of your womb. Feel the power gathering there.
Set up Shakti.
Allow the flow of this energy to begin to move your body. Feel free to sway your hips. Gently moving your body with the music. Maintain a good, strong connection with Mother Earth. Always keeping your feet firmly planted. Bringing your focus up now to the solar plexus.
Adi Shakti.
Connect with your radiant inner sun. Feel the warm power center of the solar plexus.
Set up Shakti.
Revel in the fullness of your belly. Give it full permission to relax. Welcome your belly into the dance. Feel the power of your center of will. Keeping some attention in the feet as you bring your primary focus to the heart center. Feel the warmth of your heart radiating out. Allow the shoulders to soften and open.
Set up Shakti.
Let the energy move your arms
now.
Your movements becoming more free. fluid. Maybe move around the space now. Grounded in your heart. And always maintaining your connection with your feet. As you move your focus to the throat chakra. Give your voice power now. If you feel to harmonize,
set up Shakti.
Allow your voice more freedom. It's time for your voice to play however it wishes. There's no censorship here. See if you can smile as you sound. And just remembering your feet throughout. Bring your attention up now to the third eye. Open your eyes very slowly and gently, giving them time to keep the focus soft. See if you can keep your awareness in your feet as you begin to notice objects in the room around you. Celebrate what you see. Ordinary things which you see every day. See the world around you through fresh eyes. Bring your attention up now to the crown. Raise your arms up in the air. Feel your feet and celebrate. Celebrate the mundane and the marvelous. Remember that there is magic in the ordinary. Essential creative force of life. You are firmly grounded in your identity. The primal power of the universe. You are the goddess.